month for 27 months with 2719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350, 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution, at least through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Team Network, and with us this morning is Mark Phillips. And Mark was, for many years, employed by the government, but eventually he saw what was going on, and he dropped out. Of course, he and Kathy O'Brien have written several books, one on the transformation of America, and that's T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America, because, you see, our minds are controlled. Have you noticed right now a tremendous emphasis on the recent bombings in Russia and the tragedy that the number of people, one of the bombings perhaps killed 30 or 40 people? But, you know, we're not talking about the fact that American foreign policy, American CIA is funding the terrorists over there in Syria that have now killed well over 120,000 people. We talked about those a while back. We don't talk about it much more. The war still goes on. They're still killing civilians over there as a result of the fact that we are financing a revolution. This is not a revolution. This is a war of an invasion of paid mercenaries, mercenaries that we are paying, ladies and gentlemen. But we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the 100,000 people who've been killed in Libya because we incited a revolution there. We don't talk about the fact that we're funding this radical Islamic movement throughout the world on one hand and fighting it with the other. Why would we be funding this radical Islamic movement? Well, you have to have an enemy. If you're going to have a war, ladies and gentlemen, just like it was with Hitler's Germany, before, during, and all during the war, we were funding American banks, Standard Oil, certainly major American corporations working in Germany and in France, providing the weapons that were used to kill our boys. But we can't let the American people know that. And that's why Mark is with us this morning to talk about certainly the things that are going on. Having come from a perspective of watching this for many years, a wonderful source of information. Mark Phillips, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's my pleasure, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be with you on this last day of 2013.
Well, we're going to be seeing a very interesting year next year, I can assure everyone, as we see increasing unrest in America. But right now, you bring us up to date with what your views of what's going on.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's obviously one thing that has hit me rather odd with regards to the mass mind control or mass mind manipulation that our press is so infamous for. We have a new network that is that finally got licensed in this country. It is sponsored by Muslims, and the information that it puts out is so accurate that the Muslims have gone after it, them and actually locked a few of their reporters up. It's Al Jazeera. I'm not beating the horn or beating the drum or tooting the horn for these people, but nevertheless, one thing that I noticed that is so unusual for these days is that that they discuss things like, for instance, if you are helping someone else, you are actually happy at that moment. Even a homeless man on the street, when he helps someone else that's homeless out, he feels better, and he is genuinely happy. The psychologists and psychiatrists have come to this agreement over the past few years, but it's been suppressed because, as you just mentioned, Dr. Stan, when we turn on the news, all we hear about is trauma and horror, and it's usually associated with something much smaller than our news people play it up to be. This is a form of mind manipulation, and it's been going on since 1949. And it's very sad, but it's almost it's almost ironic to me that there would be one reporting news agency on our networks here that is actually reporting the truth of the matters, and they're being bombarded by not only our people here that control, supposedly control content on all news medias. I say supposedly, it's an actual fact, as you well know. But to be putting out good news in place of this horror news is really a good thing. And they label those Muslims that are doing these attacks on innocents as radical Muslims. They actually resent the fact that they have to call them Muslims, because they say that is not consistent with their belief system. Whether it is or not, I don't know. I have not read it. I just know some quotes of Muhammad has made that are very historical, and that's about it.
I think people need to understand that probably no more than 5% of the Muslims are really of Muslim Brotherhood, radical Islamic Muslims. They put pressure on the others to go along, and many of them do go along, but they don't necessarily believe. The vast majority of Muslims just want to be law-abiding, peaceful people, but there's a small element there, very well organized, and financed at least in part by our own government.
Exactly.
Of course, we want an enemy. This is what people don't understand. You can't have a war unless you got an enemy. And because 5% of the Muslims are in part financed through our own intelligence agencies, are radical and committing acts of terrorism, then we tend to condemn all enemies in preparation for what I fear is a coming war with the Muslim world. After all, you can't have a war unless you have a ruthless enemy, can you?
Correct. No, sir, you certainly can. And that was one of the reasons that I was very proud to serve my country in the capacity of working within the intelligence community. If your listeners, like you have, read The Art of War, you would understand that why Sun Tzu paid his spies more than he paid his best generals, because he thought, and as I believe strongly, that communications and knowing what is going on in the minds of a neighboring nation or nation that whose ideology may be different from yours, good communications will keep wars from happening. And I'm not condoning the fact that the NSA was spying on literally everybody on this planet, including some of our greatest allies, and enraging them. I'm not condoning that. I think that's absolutely horrible. However, if you have an enemy, and not one that you've created as we normally have been doing for the past 40 years that I know of.
Hold the thought, Mark. We'll be back in just a moment with Mark Phillips, formerly with the intelligence agencies, right here at the American Citizen Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. Many traffic fatalities are caused by a drunk driver. Remember the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. Safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's from El Dorado Mexican Grill at 18984 Country Road 51 in LaSalle. Community integrity is what keeps our area strong, and they're proud to be working with this station to keep the spirit going. They're wishing everyone a joyous and safe new year.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the Brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Mark Phillips, and Mark has written, along with Kathy, two books. One's Transformation of America, which we carry. We carry the other one, too. What's the other one, Mark?
It's Access Denied for Reasons of National Security. It's a very misleading title, Dr. Stan, because this is really a self-help book for people who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, that are coming back from wars, or perhaps it was just something they experienced at home, as well as people who suffer from a dissociative disorder. That is, they have blocked out in their minds those things which they couldn't deal with at the time. And, of course, as we know now and understand very clearly, when that does happen, people really don't have a normal life until they have remembered it themselves and written it out. And that seems to diffuse it. But those are our two books, Transformation of America, which really is a condensed version of our testimony we provided both houses of Congress and the UN. Actually, we spoke before them once. And the World Bank. You know, I don't have anything nice to say about the World Bank. I've looked into it, and, you know, they say it's good at everything. I haven't found any good in the World Bank. How about you, Dr. Stan?
Well, basically, of course, people really must understand that it is the people who control the money, the banking system, whether it be the World Bank, the IMF, certainly, or the Bank for International Settlements in Geneva, which financed in Basel, Switzerland, which financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. That's how the Rockefellers, the other, funded their money on into Germany. After all, if you didn't fund the Nazis, how could you have a war? And a terrible and bloody war, 60 million people killed. But that doesn't matter. We had a war, whole idea to bring about world government. When that failed, of course, World War III became inevitable. But certainly the World Bank is just part and parcel of this whole power structure. People have created an artificial monetary system, which eventually, of course, when it collapses, will impoverish the vast majority of the people in the United States who have no idea what it's all about. Things seem to be so good. The stock market's going up. Ladies and gentlemen, the stock market's not going up, really. If you look at inflation, we're where we were 20 years ago as far as the stock market's concerned.
That's
nobody's
right.
Telling you that. Go right ahead, Mark.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, you made a very good point. If you look at the price of gold today versus the price of gold, let's say, in 1913, and we break down the value of what it will actually buy in today's terms versus what it would buy in similar merchandise or services in 1913, we would find that it's exactly equal. What you see in the precious metals market now is nothing really outrageous. As a matter of fact, it may be priced a little bit low at the moment. What I find is incredibly odd that people don't recognize is that the stock market, before it collapses, it always goes up. And even the gurus on Wall Street are saying, hey, this is an artificial thing that you're seeing. Be very, very careful at what you're buying and what you believe is going to happen with your stocks. Every one of them are talking about the fact that we're headed head on into a crash. And Dr. Stan, I don't know about you, but I've been expecting it for at least the last 2 years, and I think it's finally reaching that epitome right now.
Oh, I do too. I think the vast majority of the people in America are going to be wiped out when they destroy the value of our currency. Incidentally, our telephone number is 877 254-7524 if you have a question, 877-254-7524. But Mark Phillips certainly worked formerly for the intelligence agency. And then, of course, he had to break with them because, of course, of the total corruption that he saw. And his book, Access Denied and Transformation, T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America. And, of course, after they testified before Congress, why they immediately, didn't they actually declare your testimony top secret and never release it?
Yes, they would not allow the House Intelligence Oversight Committee, as well as the Senate Oversight Committee, to Intelligence Oversight Committee, to have access to all of our testimony. They only allowed them a small portion of it. That, to me, is absolutely absurd. Those two research and regulatory bodies within Congress, both houses, are the ones that are supposed to be able to handle classified information. That's just what they do and why they do it for our nation. And they're not even, I'm not defending them, but it is a fact. They're not getting the information in order to release anything or do anything about it. The intelligence community is in control of that, which they can know about. And, of course, this recent thing with the gentleman who did blow the whistle on NSA, you can see what the repercussions have been so far. And most of the other nations, some of which I've actually had the opportunity to have dinner with a couple of ambassadors from other countries, and not, they're not ambassadors to the United States, they're ambassadors to, like, Hungary or Croatia or something. I won't name them specifically, but they, when I talked to them and I said, what is your take on the fact that, at every level of your government, starting from the top down, has been spied upon by their number one, supposedly their number one ally. He said, well, when you see this sort of thing happening, you're actually seeing a total breakdown of trust. He said, the person who is more afraid than anybody else is the person who does not know how to trust and is not trustworthy themselves. Well, I think that pretty well summed it up, because our country has proven time and time again that we're not, the leadership is not trustworthy in being what the body is supposed to do. We're not supposed to be starting all these wars. We're not supposed to be occupying all these bases overseas. These are things that we're just, that is not what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to be the world's policemen. And it's happening, and it's not a real big surprise to those people in those nations that are friendly to us. It was no surprise, as a matter of fact, to Germany that this was going on. As a matter of fact, they suspected, and German intelligence had already told them that everything that they did was being monitored by the Americans. But what the whole thing starts is, and the whole thing ends, is when someone is not trustworthy, they don't know how to trust anyone else. And I'm, of course, placing the United States government as though it were like a person, when in fact it's supposed to be a governmental body that is actually only supposed to represent force. It's not supposed to control everything in this country. That's up to the states.
And basically what people don't understand is they're listening to all of your telephone conversations. It's all recorded. Put away, and it's filed away someplace. It's listened to by computers, certainly not by the average individual. I mean, and then they have a dossier on you. They have dossiers on everybody in this country. You have a number, that's what your Social Security number is all about. It's not so you can get Social Security, but so that you are a number and they can monitor you. They have dossiers. I've seen my dossier. I mean, 40 or 50 pages, all blocked out in the name of national security. The only thing that they had in my file were clippings of when I'd give speeches across America. And they had the clippings from the from the local newspapers, monitoring everything I had done. This was 20 years ago when I got this. But I'm sure they have this on most people. I'm sure they have one on you as well today, don't they, Mark?
Yeah. to put it mildly, I requested information through the Freedom of Information Act on my files, and they said that I was under, in other words, investigation or under specific intelligence scrutiny, and my files were not available. And there have been several other places where they've requested my, actually on the record, like HBO requested my files, and they would not provide any files. I mean, zero. And that's a very rare thing. They usually provide something. But in my case, no, nothing. And in Kathy's case, nothing. So that is almost a humorous thing. I believe that if you can get a file or even a part of a file on yourself through FOIA, you're probably not being scrutinized as much as it may appear. Of course, everybody since 1952, when they started evaluating all the students in grade school as to what their real potential was and where they might be of great service to their country later on, those two children were tested. And I was watching a satire, a comedy, cartoon satire on this very subject on a show that was aired almost 22 years ago. when I saw it, I thought, my goodness gracious, they were putting this out 22 years ago in people's faces, and the majority of the population doesn't even know anything about it. That's how I was selected to be recruited into the intelligence community, was those tests that I filled out as a grade school child in 1952 and 53.
Well, the tragedy is, ladies and gentlemen, most people do not understand that, or certainly nothing as it appears to be. We have a small group that runs this country using America's wealth, using our military power to dominate the world. And basically, why we have troops in Africa and in South America and 130 nations throughout the world, it's all about bringing about this world government under a ruling elite. And you can go back and read Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. Of course, trying to get a copy is very difficult. The libraries, most of them don't have them. And if you want to go out and buy one, it'll cost you $50 to $100 to get a used copy of this book written in 1970 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's been an advisor to five presidents. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Ann again. And I want
to ask, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Mr. Phillips, can you explain a little bit more about when you were in the early 50s, when you were tested as a grade school student? What were they testing? What were the questions or anything about that?
Because I appreciate you. That's a really good question, and I should have elaborated on it a little further when I mentioned it. However, now you got me in a barrel because I don't recall the exact content of those tests, nor have I seen one in a long, long time. However, what I will tell you is this. It was more of a psychological test than it was a IQ test. They were looking for certain types of people who think a certain way. At that time, I could not speak because of some abuse. And the fact that I lived in my head, it made me a target. So that's what the rest of the story was on why or how I was selected, because I went to great lengths to find that one little piece of information out. And when I found out that it was actually launched in 1952, and it's still done to this very day, that's very bad.
Yes, well, Common Core is certainly part of Agenda 21, Agenda for the 21st Century.
Yes.
And so I would think that there might be something related to what you experienced to what they're putting out across the nation. And we know we've been infiltrated. So when we say the American government does this and that, it's specific to, I think, the leadership. It's not Americans are so unaware of what's going on for so long. Thank you for your work.
Well, I think you have to understand it is not our government. It is their government. It is their government and an invisible government out there.
Thank you, Ann.
We'll be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, Mark Phillips.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri-Property Management at Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Mark Phillips, who worked in mind control for the government. And for the, basically, they have programs by which they recruit children. Sometimes they kidnap them. Sometimes they purchase them, as they did with Kathy O'Brien, purchase them from their father. And basically, then they train these young people to be used as mind control agents and certainly dominate their lives. They're used for infiltrating organizations or for compromising, as it was with Kathy, compromising men. And then, of course, once the congressman or a senator has been compromised, why, of course, then the government owns them, or I should say the invisible government, because we have two governments. We have the one we elect, the one, the traditional American one. Then we have the invisible government of this power structure, a small group of very wealthy and elite men who certainly, and a few women, of course, who are a part and parcel of the ruling elite of America. And, of course, if you want to know who they are, they work through the Trilateral Commission and certainly the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, Obama, when he went into office, there were only 87 members of the Trilateral Commission, North American chapter, 11 of them were in key positions in his administration, including the woman who advises President Obama every day. Her name is Susan Rice, a former Rhodes Scholar, where she was indoctrinated in these ideas, former member of the Trilateral Commission. She had to resign when she became ambassador to the United Nations, but now she tells Obama what to do every day. She lives there, right there in the White House, advising the president, and of course, he does exactly what he's told. Don't for one minute believe that Obama makes any of the decisions himself. He does what he's told, else, of course, he takes a trip to Dallas. This is the way the system really works, and the average individual in America has no idea. Nor do they have an idea how the media is used to control our reality and shape our views, focus our attention on what they want us to think about today and what they want us to think about tomorrow. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Our guest is Mark Phillips. Mark, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, Dr. Stan. We have had a website for many years. Our book, Transformation of America, is now in its 16th edition. That's quite a feat when you consider that we had no money, we have never solicited any money from anybody, and we have never asked for donations of any sort. the thing is, it's word of mouth. We've not done any advertising. We have no publicists. The good news is people still, and I believe in humanity, they still will take a message of that magnitude and spread it. I'll give you an example. Our transformation of America now is in 14 languages around the world. It's sold in about 63 countries now, and in a language that is consistent with that country, of course. And the most amazing thing to me is we get letters from all over the world commenting on what they already knew. And I know you know this, Dr. Stan, but if you leave the country and those listeners that you have right now who travel outside the U.S., they can talk to a man on the street anywhere almost and find out more about the United States than the average college graduate. Here. It is amazing to me that someone who lives in poverty in the Philippines knows more about modern history as far as the United States goes than I did even when I interviewed the fellow. That's a sad state of affairs. That means that our education is so controlled and that our teachers are literally doing like Obama is for Rice. They are just parroting what they're told to say, and they're not allowed to go out away from that controlled and teaching environment. It's a very sad state of affairs when we allow history to repeat itself by simply not educating the people to know that it's happened in the past. Don't you agree with that, Dr. Stan?
Absolutely. In fact, I think that the average individual doesn't understand. We're preparing for a war in the Middle East, everything going on over there. That's why we're financing and creating this radical Islamic movement and forcing the people, the average Muslim over there doesn't want anything to do with the Muslim Brotherhood. But we're financing it, and the Muslim Brotherhood is financing then suddenly they're forcing people to go along with their agenda. And now we'll have an enemy, and now we can have a war, exactly as we did during World War II. After all, if we didn't finance the Nazi movement, where do you think they would have gotten their weapons? Germany was bankrupt in 1933 when Hitler came to power, but thanks to a Chase Manhattan, a Chase Bank, and the Rockefellers, and certainly the other major American banks, and American corporations, General Motors, and Ford, and AT&T, and IBM, and Exxon, and they were all working, of course, Standard Oil. After all, I mean, where do you think the Nazis got their oil for the U-boats that they used to torpedo our ships and kill our people? Oil all during the war. But we can't let the American people understand that any more than we can let them understand that today we're preparing for a war in the Middle East. Well, certainly, Mark, as you talk to people in America, do you think that there's any increasing understanding? Do you think more people beginning to understand the mind control techniques that are used so effectively here?
Yes, sir. And that is the reason that Kathy and I have all but gone off of the speaking circuit, speaking before large groups to educate them about this fact. The average person on the streets, whether anywhere in North America, and I'm also saying Mexico and Canada, particularly Canada, Canadians know more about our government than we know about ourselves on the average. The people, yes, they are getting it now. They understand what mind control is. You know all too well that I was not allowed to say the words mind control in 1995 and 1994 when Kathy and I were out speaking. Now, Kathy and I devote our entire efforts towards educating the physicians on how to treat someone effectively for, say, post-traumatic stress disorder without the use of drugs. Drugs are designed to cover up symptoms, that's all. There are a few drugs for the mind that psychiatrists have been using for years that are quite effective, and I see those are fast coming off the market in favor of others that the person would become addicted to.
All right, I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Mark.
Yes,
go
sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, Mark, I got a question for you. One of the senators here in Colorado about 15, 16 years ago was telling me that he was looking into the cell phone towers and how they're used to for mind manipulation, and I lost contact with him. He was character assassinated by the Denver Compost, the local paper in Denver, and lost. He was running for re-election and lost his position, but you know, they painted him as a wacko with tinfoil on his head. And I want to ask you about cell phone towers, that you know about that.
I really want to answer this question.
Okay, go ahead. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Mark Phillips. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Mark, Do you know anything at all about cell phone towers and their...
Yes, sir, I do, and the only reason I can speak about them is because, I mean, this was not happening when I was working. At least I didn't know about it. It wasn't any part of my job description to address cell tower and how they were used. The peculiar part about cell towers is the large ones and the key ones, there's a certain amount of feet on that, I'm talking about height of these cell towers that is absolutely controlled by the federal government. Now, they may not have anything on there, or they may have something on there. In the cases that I've seen, there was nothing in that space. However, that space is clearly outlined and belongs to the United States of America, the intelligence and agencies primarily, but of course that's not advertised. It just says it's part of our defense system that might be used in the future. However, bear this in mind, and I'm not wanting to confuse this issue. It's a very important question that man asked. Recently, well, in 2013, actually it began in February when they did not get their money or didn't ask for it, but HARP, the High Altitude Oral Research Project in Alaska, is no longer. They've stopped it. They've removed their equipment. The only thing remnants are there is a building and the some of the antennas have some of them have been taken. Others have just been left there. They're not using HARP anymore. And so people say, well, this is just wonderful. Wait a minute. Think just for a minute. Why are those cell towers now starting to get equipment put in those places where they heretofore never had anything there? They just had the government reserve that part for themselves. And the FCC says, if you want to put a dish up there and you're a communications company, you got to respect that you can't put it here from this point to this point on this cell tower. It's reserved for the federal government to use. Now, with what we've got going as far as HARP is concerned, it is no longer. What I feel is this gentleman has made a very good observation. Why would that politician get in so much trouble just asking the questions about what were they doing with these cell towers? And I've heard rumors that some of the repeaters themselves were in fact used for something else, and they weren't really repeaters. When in fact, I've talked to engineers and know some personally that actually control the ones around here, and they said that they will in the next 18 months have a contract to install certain equipment that is classified. Now, how do you keep equipment classified when it's out on a tower that they don't have a guard on? This classified equipment's going to be put on there within the next 16 to 18 months is what some of these engineers are reporting back to me. Whether that is based on fact, it would seem as so because these engineers are not from the same company and they work in different areas. But I really don't know what they're going to use. All I know is what they did use, they're no longer using. And I can assure you they would not abandon a project that was that expensive and that secret if they didn't have something else lurching in the wings.
Well, I would just simply point out for our listeners that basically if you are in close proximity to a cell phone tower, there's an incident. A very large incidence of brain cancer. There's one woman, I believe, from Colorado who lost her son to a brain cancer. There was a group of students, five or six of them, certainly studied in a room very close to the cell tower. They almost all developed brain cancers. If you have a cell phone, you're a boy, you carry it on your waist, in your belt, in your pocket, while your sperm count will go down 50%. Remember the cell phone tracks exactly where you are. Many of them actually have devices so that they can listen to everything you say, even when your cell phone's turned off. If you have a camera on your cell phone, why, of course, they can You can talk to other people and see them, but the government can see you as well. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful tracking device which so many Americans carry, thinking it's so convenient. But remember, of course, you are being watched all the time. Unfortunately, this is the reality of what's going on today. Would you comment on that at all, Sidney Powell?
Well, Dr. Stan, there is only one way I know of, and you've heard this, I'm sure, many times, to deactivate your phone so that the government won't know where you are within 3 foot on this planet. Within 36 inches, they know where everybody is that has a cell phone. That's a fact. Now, take the battery out of the cell phone, and guess what? They don't know, because there is no transmission coming out of that cell phone because there's no power hookup. But I am one of these people probably living in prehistoric times when it comes to cell phones. I do not keep one active in my pocket. I don't walk around with an earpiece. I'm very concerned about some of the things that I know about from some of the doctors that have become friends of mine over the years. These are neurosurgeons, and neurosurgeons are saying the same thing you are. They are seeing a higher incidence of particular oddball types of cancers in regions of the brain that they had heretofore. It was extremely rare. Now it's extremely common. It's a terrifying thing when you think about, we've got a whole, when you go down the street, you will see about 8 out of 10 people have a cell phone plastered up to their head, or they're seemingly talking to themselves because they got an earpiece. This is a horrible thing that's being done to our people. Based on what I know that the medical ramifications are, I'm sure that there'll be some people that are immune to it and others that are not, just like any type of microwave. But these cell phones definitely, I think, are going to play a significant role in the future of all humanity.
Amen to that. God bless. We're out of time. Mark Phillips, our guest. Thanks so much, Mark. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I would comment, Sidney, that you have, if you're a woman, Do not ever put your cell phone in your bra because it increases the incidence of breast cancer. If you doubt that certainly there's a relationship between the cell phone and the male sperm count, why, you can check this out. Simply Google it and you'll get to find this is true. And also, of course, basically, what happens to the other sperm that don't die? How many congenital malformations are going to be because, of course, the sperm have been altered by the cell phone radiation. They're very, very dangerous. Well, let me suggest that if you'd like to get the books by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien, Transformation of America, and Access Denied, available through my ministry. They're both important books. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, the flu season is upon us. And if you don't have a good supply of allobiotic on hand, you need to have it. What is allobiotic? Well, it's oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, garlic, and a couple of other things in the capsule. And I know when I start to come down with the flu, why, I take a couple of them every 4 hours, along with a couple of vitamin D3, I should say one vitamin D3, 5,000 units, two allobiotics every 4 hours, what I take. I haven't lost a day from the radio in 20 years because of that. And you should have a good supply on hand, allobiotic. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Had a friend come over, just bought about six boxes of it just yesterday. Ran out, he and his wife both came down with the flu. Beginning to come on, flu season's upon us. Lay in your allobiotic, allobiotic, A-L-L-I-B-I-O-T-I-C, and have it on hand so you can take it. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. But we do have a complete line of medical supplies, health supplies, that Barbara and I take, those that we know are effective and have helped other people, and certainly whether it be the multivitamins or curcumin, or certainly most people need supplementary zinc and magnesium. You're not getting enough in your diet. And magnesium is so vitally important. 80% of the people are deficient in it because the soil has been depleted of magnesium. You need to have these items, and certainly because magnesium is absolutely essential for your brain and for your bone and for your heart function, for arrhythmias as far as your heart. We know people who have actually been taking all sorts of cardiac medication. They got on the magnesium, and suddenly they were able to just quit taking their cardiac medication. Basically, there is an organized effort to deprive us of many of the things we need for good health, which is why so many people are having so many health problems. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us financially, remember we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. You can hear our programs at radioliberty.com. Just go to where it says listen online. And of course, you can hear our program there live 4 hours a day and archived on the right side of there. It's at 24 hours a day. If you have difficulty getting to the archives, sometimes people do. Why, you can call our 800 number, we'll tell you how to do it. 800-544-8927. And we won't be with you tomorrow, and we'll be back to be here. Until then, great.